My name is Alisa Ganiva. I am from Russia and I came to Scotland with a group of my colleagues of young Russian writers, and we are presenting our collection of short stories. But I use a pseudonym there. My pen name is Gula Herachev. Gula means a bullet in my native Avar language. I am from Caucasus, from Northern Caucasus. I lived in a small multinational republic, Dagestan, where all kinds of ideologies clash, and where 11 nationalities and 100 ethnic minorities live. And my book is about a young man who lives in the capital of Dagestan, in Makhachkala, and who have conversations and meetings with his young fellow men, and who is a split personality, and who is on the one hand a man who lives in a secular state with all the benefits it provides, and on the other hand his Caucasian mentality is very strong, and therefore he doesn't know how to behave. He is not strong either physically or morally, and he can be an easy prey for so-called forest brothers, for Wahhabis. It's a brand of radical Islam, and the Wahhabis believe that an independent Islamic state will solve the problems of all-round corruption, of gang rule, of police lawlessness, and so on. And I write about my generation, especially about Caucasian generation of young people who are very much influenced by Arabic world, by Islam world, who are romantics and who rebel against their fathers, their parents, who can't pray like Muslims are to do, and who grew up in Soviet Union where there was no place for religion. My colleagues, other Russian writers, they all write about some painful problems. We are the generation who appeared after so-called perestroika, and we have another sort of experience, and many of us grew up in streets, in some sorts of gangs, in the time when all the country was scattered and nobody knew how to move forward. And my main aim and my main task was to make my countrymen to read my story, and maybe I wanted to inspire public discussion, and I did, because there were lots of letters and people read my story and lots of them criticized it, and they didn't like that I was damaging my country's image. But I want to write truth and to paint not only positive sides but negative sides of today's Russian life. And I'm very lucky that I had an opportunity to come to Scotland and to see lots of writers from all over the world, and to make lots of acquaintances, and to feel that we are not alone in this wide writers' world.